April 22nd through the 28th. Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? As you prayerfully read and ponder Matthew 18 and Luke 10, pay attention to the quiet promptings of the Holy Ghost. He will tell you how these teachings and stories apply to you. Record the impressions you receive. When you ask the Lord a question, you might receive an answer you did not expect. Who is my neighbor? Anyone who needs your help and love. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? A child. Is it enough to forgive an offender 7 times? No, you should forgive 70 times 7. If you are seeking the Lord's will, not to justify yourself, but because you really want to learn from Him, the Lord will teach you how to live in a way that leads to eternal life with Him. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 through 35. I must forgive others if I am to receive forgiveness from the Lord. Peter's suggestion that he could forgive someone 7 times might seem very generous, but Jesus taught a higher law. His response, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7, was teaching not about numbers but rather about a Christ-like attitude of forgiveness. As you read the parable of the unmerciful servant, ponder the times when you have felt God's mercy and compassion. Is there someone who needs to feel mercy and compassion from you? Elder David E. Sorensen of the 70 taught, quote, I would like to make it clear that forgiveness of sins should not be confused with tolerating evil. Although we must forgive a neighbor who injures us, we should still work constructively to prevent that injury from being repeated. End quote. From Forgiveness Will Change Bitterness to Love, Ensign Orleohona, May 2003. See also Forgiveness, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Luke chapter 10 verses 1 through 20. Who are the 70? Following a pattern established in Old Testament times, Jesus Christ appointed other 70, in addition to His 12 apostles, to witness of Him, preach His gospel, and assist Him in His work. This pattern continues in the restored church. 70s are called to assist the 12 in their mission as special witnesses of Jesus Christ to all the world. 70s are organized into quorums. Members of the first two quorums are set apart as general authority 70s, while members of the other quorums are set apart as area 70s. See also Doctrine and Covenants section 107, verses 25 and 26, verses 33 and 34, and verse 97. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. To obtain eternal life, I must love God and love my neighbor as myself. It is helpful to remember that the parable of the Good Samaritan was Jesus' way of answering a question, who is my neighbor? As you read this parable, keep that question in mind. What answers do you find? By Jesus' day, the animosity between the Jews and Samaritans had lasted for centuries. The Samaritans were descendants of Jews living in Samaria who had intermarried with Gentiles. The Jews felt that the Samaritans had become corrupted by their association with Gentiles and had apostatized. Jews would travel miles out of their way to avoid passing through Samaria. Why do you think the Savior chose a Samaritan, someone who is hated by the Jews, as an example of compassion and loving one's neighbor? What does this parable inspire you to do to show more mercy to others? See also Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, Parable of the Good Samaritan, video, lds.org, Lord, I would follow thee, Hymns number 220. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. We choose that good part by making choices that lead to eternal life. Sister Bonnie D. Parkin, former Relief Society General President, taught, quote, Mary and Martha are you and me. These two loved the Lord and wanted to show that love. On this occasion, it seems to me that Mary expressed her love by hearing His word, while Martha expressed hers by serving Him. Jesus did not dismiss Martha's concern, but instead redirected her focus by saying, "Choose that good part." And what is that? The one thing that is needful is to choose eternal life. We choose daily, end quote. From Choosing Charity, That Good Part, Ensign Orleahona, November 2003. How would you summarize the Lord's counsel to Martha in your own words? Examine your schedule. Is there something needful that needs more of your attention? Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. What hymns can your family sing that relate to the truths taught in these chapters? Lord, I would follow Thee, and Have I Done Any Good are two examples. But there are many others. How do the words in these hymns help your family better understand the Savior's teachings? Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 through 11. Why would Jesus want us to become like a little child? What are some characteristics of children that would make us more Christ-like if we incorporated them into our lives? See Mosiah chapter 3 verse 19. Luke chapter 10 verses 25 through 37. What would make the parable of the Good Samaritan come alive for your family? Would they enjoy wearing costumes and acting it out? Be sure to help family members see how they can be like the Good Samaritan. Is there someone in need at school or church whom we might be overlooking? What can we do for this person? Luke chapter 10 verses 40 through 42. Is it ever difficult to fit spiritual things into your family schedule? The story of Martha and Mary could inspire a family council or family home evening about how to do this. As a family, you could make a list of ways to choose that good part. See Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Improving our teaching. Nurture a loving atmosphere. The way family members feel about and treat each other can profoundly influence the spirit in your home. Help all family members do their part to establish a loving, respectful home so that everyone will feel safe sharing experiences, questions, and testimonies. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15.